award above $5,000, given what I've just understood.
That's option three, right?
It's a new option. It's 1A.
Six modified. Oh, 1A.
So if we do that, we now have three
one modified
motions on the table, which one would be the original Commissioner Fritz.
I would rather not do that. Okay. Is there agreement on one? How much agreement is there on one modified with Commissioner Saltzman's note? Is there any disagreement on that?
I would prefer three or six.
Mayor, could we move three to see whether we have support?
Very good. I move three for vote. Call the vote on three.
Fritz? I don't support this because it still leaves the 20-inch as the threshold for the Type B permit, which for many lots which are above 5,000 or above, and it exempts the 5,000 or below altogether. So I don't think this captures as many trees to preserve on existing lots as even the baseline proposals. No.
Fish.
I will support this. My ultimate preference was number six, but after listening to the discussion, I believe this blends aspects of one, three, and six.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm going to support three.
Saltzman.
Well, I believe the exemption of less than 5,000 square feet deserves, or the proper balance to me is that we do have a 12-inch requirement for permits to remove, and therefore I'll support my modified version one. Aye.
Leonard?
You're voting on three, so you're voting no.
Oh, that's true. Okay, so I'm voting no on three. Yes, correct.
Sorry.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Okay, three. Moving on to 3.C.1.
So this next item is from Commissioner Fritz. It relates to temporary attachments. It allows temporary attachments to street trees without a permit. And maybe Commissioner Fritz, you'd like to clarify that.
We have some proposed language to clarify that permanent attachments are not allowed, but this is essentially holiday lights and Easter eggs, and I think we should not require permits for those things.
Second. Any other discussion? Carl, would you please call the vote?
No.
Did you have something to add, Susan?
No, I wasn't sure if anyone, I knew that there was interest in this from parks, but I wasn't sure if that's what you were doing.
No.
Sure. Okay. No.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. I was just asking Hannah to come up for the next one.
So we're now on 3.C.2, pruning permits. Allow street tree pruning subject to an agreement in lieu of a permit. Commissioner,
did we skip programmatic permit?
Did I? That's next.
That's the next one.
Yeah, 3D. Yeah. We're at 3C1.
Oh, we're at 3C1.
3C2.
Skipping ahead.
Excuse me.
Does Commissioner Fritz also have a?
Commissioner Fish or Ms. Kuhn?
So we have a handout at Commissioner Leonard's request.
I'm such a stickler for detail.
Boy, today you have been. So, Commissioner Fish, what are we looking at here?
Mayor, my proposal would amend the recommended draft by allowing applicants to self-issue a permit for pruning street trees. And my request would be that the council give support for the concept, and we'll work with staff and the affected bureaus to come back with some language.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. May I comment? I like this option. Like the food handler's permit, I'd like it if it was a one-time application so that as long as your license is good, you can continue to prune your trees rather than having to sign on every time. And I'd also suggest that there could be, in addition to the paper method of qualifying that you mentioned, Hannah, that taking a qualifying class on pruning from Portland Parks and Recreation would also automatically sign you up for the pruner's card, because I learned how to do it from Leslie Polkosbo, and
right.
Now consider myself an expert.
Carla, would you please call the vote on this?
There's one clarification. Please. Sorry.
Yeah.
And that is in the additional items that Commissioner Fritz first put forward, she had proposed a 1-inch diameter instead of a 1/4 inch, and I wanted to know if you wanted to continue with that or to leave that.
I think we can discuss that separately because it could be as well as, or this could be instead of.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fritz.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Fish.
Aye, and Hannah, thanks for your good work on this one.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. That takes us to 3.D.1.
You would think so. But again, we had one that was 3.C.3, which again is at the end, and do we want to wait all of those amendments that Commissioner Fritz had? Do we want to take those at the end? Okay.
Thanks. So we are at 3.D.1.
3.D.1. This amendment is to allow the removal of healthy trees larger than 6-inch in diameter with opportunity for public appeal to the Urban Forestry Appeals Board as part of a programmatic permit. And I'm going to let Morgan explain this and how it works on large public pieces of property.
Move the mic over.
So the programmatic permit is intended to address public agency work of a more routine and programmatic nature, sort of your day-to-day operations. It's intended to be an efficient mechanism for agencies like PGE, bureaus, et cetera, that are doing routine work as part of routine tree removal work as part of their program, ongoing programs. Through the Planning Commission, Urban Forestry Commission process, there was concern about ensuring accountability of that permit and ensuring public access to the permit and balancing that with the potential for impacts resulting from large-size tree removal. So the Urban Forestry Commission and Planning Commission imposed a 6-inch tree size limit on those programmatic permits to constrain their what's authorized under granting those permits without an opportunity for public appeal. Since then, we've heard from a number of agencies that deal with tree removal on lots that aren't necessarily public trees. So the tree size threshold that starts on private lots is 12 inches. So a 6-inch tree size cap on those lots is not a meaningful allowance through the programmatic permit. So we've heard requests for increasing the tree size threshold to allow removal of trees through this programmatic permit. And we've also heard through testimony that there's a need for ensuring public access to those decisions. So the proposed amendment would include a larger tree size threshold that would be balanced with an opportunity for public appeal of those permits.
What about the testimony we heard from Riverside Golf Course, that they be eligible for this type of a permit?
So one of the issues we heard through the Planning Commission, Urban Forestry Commission hearing process was there's a large interest in sort of the institutions and private landholders that have large holdings. The programmatic permit is sort of a new concept. We believe that it's worth testing it out, developing a sort of track record with them before extending it to potentially homeowners associations, golf courses, institutional campuses, and so forth. There is interest in the community to look at that. Mm-hmm. I think the timing for that is not ripe yet.
And just to follow the testimony, there was when parks and recreation, do they have programmatic permits for their golf courses?
The city forester and his crews are exempt from permit requirements, but they have a reporting requirement. So in essence, it's like a programmatic permit, but without the additional paperwork.
So this is something we give it some time, and we could come back and look at a request like Riverside or other large private landowners.
I believe this is something that should be monitored and possibly reintroduced at a later time.
Okay. Mayor, I move option one.
With the legislative intent that you do come back in 6 to 12 months,
we will allow
others to do it.
Right. We could come back when we come back to talk about industrial lands after the LUBA decisions.
Great. All right. It's been moved. I'll second it. Please call the vote.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. That gets us to 4.A, phasing and budget directives.
So this last one was also from Commissioner Fritz. The amendment would delete findings and directives relating to the code effective dates and budget considerations from Title 33 and Title 11 ordinance. The goal behind this is not to take out references to phasing, but to just take out the dollar amounts. And perhaps Commissioner Fritz will have additional information.
So you do have more information in that in my packet of amendments as to what that language might be. It's essentially option two. I think that we need to be clear that, yes, we're serious about implementing this and having the phasing, and we need to discuss the budget in the budget process and comparing all of the different requests that the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and the Bureau of Development Services and Parks have. That needs to be part of a wider discussion.
Mayor, if I may, since I will be taking a lead role on the tree code implementation side, I would like to strongly support the option two that's on the table.
Okay. Please call the vote. Or please.
What are we voting on?
Two.
Okay.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Commissioner Fritz. Fish.
Well, Mayor, I was going to go through the tree code implementation piece at the conclusion of Commissioner Fritz's amendments.
I think you're done, aren't you?
No, I have the five technical and two remaining discussion.
I apologize.
That's okay. You have the handout, which is additional amendments introduced by me. I think, unless there's objections, we could take care of the additional technical amendments as the list of five. Education. We already did number two in the temporary attachments, statement encouraging tree planting in the wet month, and then the two about the makeup of the Urban Forestry Commission and Appeals Board.
Staff okay with
about
that?
The Norway maple?
I'm going to get to the second set in a second.
Can I ask just a second?
So you have a clarifying question?
No, I just was going to ask Commissioner Fritz to remind me the intent of your technical amendments 4 and 5 are not limited to the matter before us, but are things we're trying to get at citywide. Is it your intent to offer amendments like this every time we take up an individual matter, or to bring a general resolution that would apply to all boards and commissions?
I think that's the latter is the case. Number four is generally in that case, but five is not so much equal representation for women and minorities. It's talking of the appeals board is a subcommittee of the Forestry Commission. The Forestry Commission it specifies that there's got to be a balance of industry and environmental and other kinds of interest. The appeals board, there's no such specification, and I want to make sure that the appeals board has a balance of interests on it.
All right, Carla, would you please call the vote on the technical amendments as outlined by Commissioner Fritz?
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Approved. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. So we've already done 2E1. In deference to Commissioner Fish and his amendment on pruning, I'd like to withdraw 3C2. And we've done 4A in the budget. So I think the only amendment we have left is the Norway Maple Street Tree Replacement Plan, which is asking the involved groups to work together to develop a plan, which I think in response to Richard Ross's testimony could be used as a template for the rest of the city looking at tree plans in neighborhoods. But it would be good to get this one taken care of first.
What are your thoughts?
I think there's a lot of discussion and there's been a lot of demand for it. The only question to raise is whether this should be part of code language or if it should be something that's programmatic. And that's really an implementation, and that's really the question of why you want it here or not.
Yeah, I wasn't intending it to be code language. It would be part of the whereases of the ordinance or something like that, you would move
that,
to do this.
That's excellent clarifying. Thank you.
So we're just moving item 3C3?
Yes.
Yeah. But the
make it part of the whereases.
Got it. Okay, so I'll take that as a motion. I'll second it. And would you please call the vote, Carla?
Fritz.
Well, we did hear the testimony from folks in Ladd's Edition and very eloquent and also well-reasoned testimony, and the intent of supporting the Planning Commission and Urban Forestry Commission's recommendation on invasive species and nuisance trees isn't that we suddenly changed the character of Ladd's Edition to change them to Japanese cherries rather than the elegant tree form. So this will allow that to happen in an orderly manner. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I do think the need to deal with invasive species trees is very important to this city, to our watersheds, ecosystems, and it didn't seem appropriate to exempt one area from that requirement. And I think this approach will allow them to coalesce around other types of native trees that will respect the character of Ladd's Edition. So I support this. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Approved. Is that it?
No, Mayor. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Fish. So, Mayor, just one sort of final housekeeping matter. In the packet that Hannah Kuhn handed out, you have the I've cut it to 30 minutes. In the packet you have before you, you have both the pre-pruning amendment, but you also have a memo dated March 7th, 2011, which Commissioner Saltzman and I have previously furnished to you, Mayor, and members of the Council, mm-hmm. on tree code implementation. And if I may, the citywide tree policy review and regulatory improvement project, now under consideration by the Council, consolidates regulations from 10 city titles into one, Title 11. It also recommends numerous changes to streamline, simplify, and improve accessibility for the public and staff. Inspired by the same spirit that guided our work on the regulatory package, we believe now is also the right time to take a closer look at the implementation issues. And ad-libbing, this has been carefully discussed and reviewed and approved by the mayor as part of this package. Currently, the city's tree regulations are administered by no fewer than 5 city bureaus, each with a different mission, focus, and expertise. This organizational fragmentation has raised a variety of concerns from stakeholders. In order to ensure implementation is consistent, cost-effective, and data-driven, in consultation with our colleagues, we have engaged a special projects manager and charged her with the following assignment. One, convene an interbureau work group to explore tree code implementation issues and make recommendations to the Council on the following issues: organizational realignments, staffing needs, equipment needs, sustainable funding, efficiencies to be gained through technology streamlining or other means, data collection needs and how to measure success, timing of implementation, and how penalties should be imposed, reduced, or waived. Number two, convene a community advisory group and seek its feedback on the interbureau work group deliberations. Three, return to Council by the end of July 2011 to present recommendations addressing the issues listed above. Hannah Kuhn, Special Projects Manager, will be leading this effort. You know how to reach her, and we look forward to working with you, your bureaus, and public stakeholders on this important project. Thank you. Susan?
Three 10-second items. One, we'll anticipate us bringing this all back to you the first week of April with all of the everything in code language. Second, do you want to close the hearing now, or do you want to leave it open for a week to let people have written testimony, or do you want to close that now?
What's your advice?
I would leave it open for a week and let people comment if they want. Continue to comment. That's fine. There's a lot to digest here.
A lot of moving parts, yeah.
And the third, I just want to compliment all your staffs because we brought together BES, BPS, BDS, all of those things with three initials, and water and transportation to discuss this. And people had very different opinions, but they worked very well together.
Catherine?
Just a recommendation that you set a date and time for this to come back.
Carla?
Probably not before the 6th.
Not before the 6th.
Okay.
Or the 6th would be 10:45 in the morning.
10:45 in the morning on what day?
On the 6th, April 6th.
April 6th, and that is a...
Wednesday,
okay. So we, the...
Will there be additional testimony, or that's it?
So we'll have a vote as at the time noted.
When this comes back to you with language that encapsulates the amendments that you have moved forward in concept. You'll be voting on the amendments, and that will pass, depending on
reading.
You'll pass the ordinance to second reading, so your vote would occur at some time after April 6th.
Okay.
There would be testimony, though.
No, we've had testimony in the amendments.
No more testimony.
Just approving the form, right, and then passing.
We have a week to keep the record open. If I want to compliment you on coming up with a process that was today, that was very organized.
Fun.
And appreciate it very much. To those of you in the chamber and to those listening, if there's something that you feel that on a technical level we've sort of missed the boat on or isn't quite synced up, that's why the public comment period is open for another week to let us know that. All right, there is no council tomorrow, so for the week, we are recess. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks.
You were right.